kept it in spite of all you have. Were those feelings you remember even real?
You're listening to The Morning Show. It's KEXE, KBXE. I'm Heidi Holton with John Bauer. And it's time to have a conversation about art and the economics of art. This conversation made possible by the Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and the citizens of Minnesota. We've got joining us in the studio artist Aaron Squadroni. Aaron, thanks for being here.
Thank you for having me.
Well, we wanted to talk about public art today, right, John?
That's right. It seems to be going crazy. All these little communities you see, and there's murals. And
by public art, we mean outside art, yeah. Is what we mean, right, kind of?
I think, Aaron, are we talking outside art?
Yeah, I think of it as art that's accessible to more people than, you know, your normal museum art or something where you don't necessarily have to pay for something to put it in your home. It's available for anyone in a public area to come see it.
So not necessarily outside, but that's what we're kind of thinking of. And I know you have do you know how many public art pieces you've done, like in this region? It's been a lot.
I could sit down and count. I think it's not a huge amount, but you know, there's different scale of things. Some are smaller, some are larger, but I kind of started out doing stuff more like in the Chisholm, Hibbing. I did some things in Virginia. I sort of was doing stuff on the Iron Range and then kind of moved into Grand Rapids and started doing some more stuff here.
And you've got a canoe sitting right outside of KEXE Studios. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so that was a collaboration with Leah Yellowbird. Before doing this interview, I kind of sat down and tried to... It's a good opportunity to reflect on what exactly I'm doing, because sometimes you just, you know, while you're doing things, you're not in the reflective mode, so you're just sort of making and trying things and hustling to, you know, get stuff done. So when I was thinking about it, I think some of the themes that seem to run through a lot of the work I've been doing in the last 5 years that's public is that I always try to find a connection to the place where it's going to be. As someone trained in architecture, the context is always really important. The building should relate to the site. And I think about public art the same way, but I think about it a little bit more in terms of like the history of the place and kind of the natural features and settings of the area influences what I'm doing. And then usually with the work I've been doing lately, I'm experimenting with kind of almost inventing different ways to use materials that I find interesting. So to take all that and apply it to the canoe sculpture, it was fun to collaborate with Leah because we could both kind of throw ideas off of each other. And she provided sort of the story or the history element of connecting to the place by kind of infusing the story of how water moves over the earth and kind of collects the embodied knowledge of the earth. This is a Anishinaabe story of how water kind of transfers the knowledge of the earth to the creatures that live on the land and in the sky. And so we were sort of thinking about that as an inspiration for the theme of the sculpture. And then for me, the kind of structural part of the sculpture was playing with this idea of slicing this form of a canoe apart and creating something where you kind of see different images based on how you move past it. And that was just an interesting way for me to kind of play with metal and play with the idea of painting that and having this reward, I guess, for moving and looking at the sculpture from different viewpoints.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. When you look at it, to me, it almost looks like the bones of a fish as well, you know, because there's all these vertical... Is it stainless steel? Is that what it is?
It is, and that was partially influenced by the city of Grand Rapids. So with public art, there's a lot of different inputs, more so than, you know, if you're sitting down doing a painting of your own, especially if you're doing stuff that you have a grant for or something, you don't necessarily care if it gets sold. You don't, you know, you're just doing whatever you want and hopefully somebody likes it. But with public art, you're sort of balancing more things. And one of those is the city was interested in using stainless steel because just from rusting and lasting standpoint that, you know, the sculpture, they wanted to stick around for a while if they're going to pay for it.
So what kind of art like this, public art, inspired you when you were a young kid? You remember anything like that?
Yeah, I mean, I think for me, some of the best public art or art in general, and different people have, you know, different opinions about this, but for me, some of the best stuff is when it's sort of like a transformative experience. You know, I think everyone in your daily life, everyone has a certain level of self-deception, and you have these illusions, even as a society, where you have assumptions about things. And I think artwork can confront that and be transformative in a sense where it forces you to look closer at some of the illusions or, you know, things that you've thought about something. So for an example, and this is in the past a ways, but I think it's something that a lot of people are familiar with, which is the Vietnam Memorial, which was designed by Maya Lin, who was at the time a grad student, architectural grad student. So it was like this kind of big to-do that people were angry that she was the one that won this competition for this huge, you know, project. And a lot of people were very angry about the fact that it was not like a typical memorial and that it didn't sort of, when you think of memorials, you think of something that glorifies the heroic qualities of the soldiers and sort of almost is like this advertisement for, you know, they died in a heroic way, and it's sort of doesn't show some of the negative parts of war. And so the memorial did something that was completely different, and it sort of changes the way you think about interacting with memorials and thinking about war.
It's overwhelming.
Mm-hmm. And so, you know, for me, art that does that, where it sort of shifts your viewpoint and changes the way you see the world, that's the stuff that inspires me. I don't have any delusions that my artwork does that at this point, but, you know, maybe in the future, that's something I would try to aspire to at some point.
That is Grand Rapids artist Aaron Squadroni. His work is on display right now at the Lyric Center for the Arts in Virginia. You can also see his public art on the Iron Range, including outside of KEXC Studios. A canoe that he and artist Leah Yellowbird constructed and is a huge part of a revitalization of the downtown of Grand Rapids and the riverfront. In our second conversation, we'll be talking about new public art that's coming to the river.
Turn the entire sky, Ross.